With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democrat Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs signs a bill repealing an 1864 law banning almost all abortions in the state.
Measures have gone before voters in seven states since 2022. The side backed by abortion rights supporters has prevailed in every one, including generally conservative places such as Kansas and Kentucky.
Democrats have sought to make abortion a key issue in the 2024 elections. The NAACP is partnering with Lyft to get voters to the polls this November. The 2024 Lyft Up Voting Access Program will share information about voting access, as well as provide free and discounted rides to the polls. Also focus on getting riders and drivers registered to vote. Former President Trump met with New York City firefighters Thursday. Mr. Trump was seen at a city firehouse talking with firefighters, taking pictures. He also fed the guys lunch by handing out pizza. Also at SRNnews.com, police arrest more than 2,000 people during a pro-Hamas, anti-Israel protest at college campuses across the U.S. in recent weeks. In the last 24 hours or so, they've drawn the most attention at UCLA. The California Highway Patrol said at least 200 people were arrested in a crackdown at the school. The beginning of February's Change Healthcare cyber attack happened when hackers entered a server that lacked multi-factor authentication.
That's according to UnitedHealth CEO Andrew Witty. He told U.S. senators during a hearing that his company was still trying to understand why the server did not have the additional protection that guards against hackers guessing passwords. Witty also says hackers gained access to Change Healthcare and unleashed a ransomware attack that encrypted and froze large parts of the company's system.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the attack disrupted payment and claims processing around the country. This is SRN News. Christians are being persecuted in Mexico. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
About 150 Baptists in Hidalgo have seen their homes vandalized, their utilities cut off, and their freedom of movement restricted by local officials. In Mexico, local indigenous communities are allowed to police themselves, and most of those communities are pagan. They don't like Christians that are trying to drive them out of the area. The Mexican Constitution guarantees freedom of religion, but without enforcement, that guarantee is meaningless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy is now in effect. It bars abortions from the time an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected around 6 weeks. The new ban has an exception for saving a woman's life, as well as in cases involving rape and incest. Pro-abortion forces are pinning their hopes on an amendment that would enshrine abortion in Florida's Constitution. This is SRN News. Authorities say they've recovered the body of a fifth person who was missing after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge more than a month ago.
Six members of a roadwork crew plunged to their deaths on March 26th when a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's supporting columns. Officials announced that the victim found was identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez of Glen Burnie, Maryland. All of the victims were Latino immigrants who came to the United States from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Senate Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to stop potential plans to bring Palestinians from Gaza to the U.S. More than two dozen Senate Republicans signed a letter rejecting the proposal, calling it a national security threat. The group raised doubts the administration could prevent members of Hamas or other terror groups from entering the U.S. More details at SRNnews.com.